You ought to know that you love Him. What a mighty God we serve. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow.
Yes, sir.
And every tongue must confess.
Yes, sir.
That Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. To this pulpit conductor, my friend, Dr. Edward Rogers, praise God for him, thanking his lovely wife here. And to our classmate and friend, Dr. Walker, and God bless him and his wife. And all the preacher pastors of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to the Elizabeth Church family, thank you for being here this afternoon. My wife is here. Thank God for her who's here. But we have come here this afternoon to say thank you and to honor the man of God, Dr. T. Jefferson Rogers, and his lovely wife and family. We have come in the name of Jesus on his invitation. You have a great pastor. A great preacher. A great statesman who represents the New Bethlehem Church in the kingdom of God in a marvelous way. And I am glad, I'm just delighted to be his friend. Praise God for him. Thank you for inviting us. We did not come up to hand it. God bless you. I want to present love gift to this pastor. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for inviting us to be here this afternoon. God will bless you for all that you do for the man of God. Amen. Amen. And if you can think, you will say thank you. Pastor Rogers, I'd say so many things about him and his labor, and he believes in education and Christian education, but most of all, he believes in Jesus. When you love the Lord, it makes a difference. So he didn't invite me here because you were lacking of preaching. He just wanted me to come and celebrate with him. So I just came to celebrate with him because he is a preacher extraordinary. An Old Testament passage, Genesis chapter 24. I want to begin reading at verse 33. Genesis chapter 24, verse 33. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told mine heir. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. And he is become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servant and maid servant and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when he was old. Yes. And unto him has he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whom land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindreds and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master's peradventure, the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel before thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindreds and of my father's house. I want to stop right there and said, bring the bride. Every time the pastor preaches or teaches or talks about Jesus, he is trying to add to the bride. For the church is the bride of Jesus Christ. And every time he preaches or teaches, he is trying to make the bride more beautiful. I have performed many weddings, and I've been to many weddings. But every time I go to a wedding, everybody can look good and cheerful and everything. But when the bride walks in, it makes a difference. The wedding can be at 6 in the evening.
Yes, sir.
But I've seen them start fixing the bride up at 12 noon.
Yeah.
And they work on the bride until she is beautiful. She might look uncomely. She might not look so good when you see her comely. But when they finish working on her, she's the most beautiful, beautiful person in the sanctuary. That's what Jesus wants for the church. Jesus called those apostles. He called them. He called them from the seashore.
Yes, sir.
And he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men.
Yes, sir.
And they mastered that.
Yes.
Later on, he called them the salt of the earth.
Yes, sir.
And they mastered that.
Yes, sir.
Later on, he called them a light, the light of the world.
Yes, sir.
They mastered that.
Later
on, he called them a city sitting on a hill that cannot be hidden. They mastered that.
Yes, sir.
But when Jesus got close to Calvary,
yes,
he said, I've been calling you servants.
Yes, sir.
But a servant does not know what his master is doing.
Yes.
So when he got close to Calvary, he said, I'm going to call you friends.
Yes, sir.
And you are my friend.
Yes.
Because he sent them into all the world to preach the gospel,
yes,
to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Yes,
he that believeth not shall be damned.
Yes,
but when I look at this Old Testament passage, Sarah has passed away. And Abraham is old in age.
Yes,
now don't hold him down too close, old in age. Because let me just fast forward, I'm coming back, because when I read the 25th chapter, he found him a young chick by the name of Keturah. And had about 6 more children. Yeah, God can do it, I tell you. Amen. But Isaac was around there grieving over his mother, Sarah, who had passed away.
Yes, sir.
And Abraham said, I got to find a bride for Isaac.
Yes, sir.
But I don't want to get one of these Canaanites.
Yes,
I want to go back to Mesopotamia,
yes, sir,
and find a bride for my son.
Yes.
So he called his servants to him and made his servants swear that you would go back to my homeland and find a bride for Isaac.
I know, sir.
And the servant said, perhaps she will not come.
Yeah.
He said, well, if she does not come, you are free of the oath,
yes,
that you make.
Yes,
but I'm going to tell you here, Abraham is a picture of God the Father.
Yes, sir.
The servant is a picture of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
And Isaac is a picture of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And when we find Rebecca, she is a picture of the church.
Yes, sir.
Because I came here, today because we want to help get the bride ready for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because one day he's going to come back and marry.
Yes, sir.
He's going to marry the church.
Yes.
And the bride, he wants a church without spot or wrinkle.
Yes, sir.
He wants a church that's ready to meet him.
Yes,
so every time Pastor Roger preaches, if you already say, he's just trying to get you more beautiful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if you're not saved, he wants to add to the bride.
Yes.
And so that's what it's all about here.
Uh-huh.
So the servant set out to go find a bride for Isaac.
Yes.
And when he got close to the place,
yes, sir,
he knelt down and prayed.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to add to the church and make the bride beautiful, there must be some prayer.
Yes, sir.
Is to be some powerful preaching in the pulpit.
Yes, sir.
There must be some praying in the pew.
Yes.
I like y'all. Y'all, you all are praising church. I like you.
Yes, sir.
But I've been in some churches where they sit there and cross their legs, nothing going on.
Yes.
I've been in some churches you have to have an overcoat to sit beside them in the summertime.
Yes.
I've been in revivals, and sometimes souls run down the aisle to be saved, and some folks who sit there like nothing going on.
Yes.
But when you really know Jesus,
yes,
every time addition is added to the church,
yes,
ought to be some joy.
Yes.
Like Dr. Mannion Scott said, heaven gets happy.
Yes,
over one sinner,
yes,
that repented, more than 99 that needed no repentance.
Yes,
and then if you brought somebody, you'll get happy.
Yes,
and then the person who gets saved will get happy.
Yes,
because if your salvation is not the best thing that ever happened to you,
yes,
you just might not have it.
Amen.
When you really know Jesus, I keep saying, don't beg anybody to praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Don't beg anybody to say amen.
Amen.
Because when you really know who God is,
yes,
when you really know where he brought us from,
yes,
nobody got to tell you to praise him.
Yes.
If you can breathe, you can say like this psalmist said, let everything,
yes,
that has breath,
yes,
praise the Lord.
Yes.
I thank him for waking me up this morning. I thank him when I woke up, I had my mind. I still know my name. I still know the day of the week. Because I know some folks who woke up and don't even know the day in the world. But God is good. The bride ought to be happy. The servant fell down and he prayed.
Yes, sir.
And he was specific in his prayer.
Yes, sir.
He said to the Lord, the dancer that come to this spot,
yeah,
my servant that I need some water.
Yeah.
And the dancer that come, yes, when she come, if she will attend to our need by quenching our thirst, giving us some water.
Yeah.
Let her be the one.
Yes, sir.
He prayed.
Yeah.
And sometimes, Isaiah said, sometimes he answered your prayer before you pray.
Yes, sir.
Somebody tried that.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Lord will answer your prayer while you're praying.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes God will put you on hold.
Yeah.
But if he put you on hold, don't you hang up on him.
Yes.
He will come back to you.
Yes.
And answer your prayer.
Yes.
Why the servant was praying, a beautiful dancer,
yes,
by the name of Rebecca,
yes, sir,
came there, and he asked her who she was. She told him her family, Milcah, and he told him Nahum. She gave providence for himself and for his servant. And he asked if there were anywhere they could lodge that night. And Rebecca had a brother by the name of Laban. She told him about her father's house. Said, come on to the house. When they got to the house, they were treated with hospitality.
Yes, sir.
And there was set food before them,
yes, sir,
in order to eat.
Yes,
But the servant says, I can't eat until I tell you my ear.
Yes,
I got to tell you why I'm here.
Yes,
he says, I am Abraham's servant.
Yes,
Abraham is now an old man. And Abraham sent me here to get a bride for his son, Isaac.
Yes,
I can't eat until I tell you while I'm here. And while I'm at that point, I think I need to tell you the preacher's ministry is an urgent ministry.
Yes, sir.
It's urgent.
Yes, sir.
I can't eat until I tell you why I'm here.
Yes.
Let me tell you why it's so urgent. You see, death is trying to get to the center.
Yes, sir.
And the preacher is trying to get to the center before death get to the center. If death get to the center before the preacher gets to the center, the sinner will end up in hell. And the Lord does not want anybody to go to hell. He wants you to come to heaven. Hell is a hot place. Hell is a low place. Hell is a lonely place. Hell is a bottomless pit. Hell, the fire never quenches. Hell, the worm never dies. And if you don't hear the preacher, you end up in hell. That's why Paul said, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they've been sent? I'm glad I heard the preacher. My old pastor back in Mississippi, he did not know homiletics. He did not know hermeneutics. He did not know about high criticism and low criticism. He did not know how to take 5 minutes for the introduction. He did not know how to take 15 minutes for the body. And he did not know how to take 5 minutes for the conclusion. But I'll tell you one thing, he did know. He knew a man from Galilee. He knew a baby that was born in Bethlehem. He knew one who went to Calvary and died for your sins and my sin. And one Tuesday evening, through his voice, I heard another voice. I heard the voice of Jesus saying, come unto me and rest. And you know what I did? I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Well, the servant said, I got to find a wife for Isaac. And Rebecca, the father said to Rebecca, will you go with this man? And Rebecca said, yes, I will go. And when they got back to Canaan, Isaac was walking out in the field meditating. If you meditate on the Lord, won't the Lord answer your prayer? Somebody here has some prayers answered. Somebody who knows the Lord will make a way somehow. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Somebody who knows he will make a way somehow. Well, when Isaac saw Rebecca, he fell in love with her. And I'm glad it happened that way, because there is a divine succession. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah. Judah begot Perez. Perez begot Asher. Asher begot Nashon. Nashon begot Abinadab. Abinadab begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David. And Jesus is, anybody here knows who Jesus is? Jesus is the son of David, the seed of Abraham,
Do you know what he did? He took the 12 on his shoulder and marched up to Golgotha's hill. When they got him there, they nailed his hand. They nailed his feet. Satan shouted. Demons danced. Pharisee got pleased. We got him now. Stretched out on the ground. But they made one mistake. Jesus said, And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. They lifted him high. Yes, they did. Rocks rent, tombstones fell over. Cemeteries look like fire ground. Got dark all over the world. Yet sun refused to shine. Lebanon wept. Rocks rent. But Jesus was hanging on Calvary. He is the Lamb of God. Takes away the sins of the world. That centurion showed his breath and said, I think we made a mistake here. Truly, truly, this man is the Son of God. But before he died, he made his will. He willed his spirit to the Father. He willed his mother to John. But he willed his joy to you and I. And I can close right here. Out of all I've been through, I still got joy. Anybody got that joy? Won't he give you joy? Joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy, joy, joy. Won't he do it? I said, won't he do it? He died. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. But early, 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 Sunday morning, do you know he got up? Do you know him? Do you know him? You see me now, but you don't know like I know what the Lord had done for me. Has he done anything for you? If he done anything for you, somebody help me praise him. Somebody help me praise him. If you heard your cry, somebody help me. I feel like praising him. When I think about how good he been to me, do you feel like praising him? Go on and praise him all over this. All over this house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise. Yes. Yes. Oh, praise.
So the church is open, candidate for baptism, Christian experience, or by letter. If you're here, come to Jesus. As the choir sings, come to Jesus. This is your opportunity. This is your time to come into the kingdom. Such a time as this. Get that joy on the inside. That peace with God. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Thank you, Mr. Choir, you come.
Good evening. My name is Jerome Dangerfield, and this is my wife, Efe. So, now, we have come to the program, the end of the program, that we would like to give our ministries and church the opportunity to show special appreciation to our pastor and first lady. But before we begin, there are some instructions, and those instructions will be given to you by Efe.
Right. Since we have a number of ministries presenting to our pastor and to our first lady, we have a key word, and that word is expeditiously. Can everybody say we're going to practice expeditiously? So when you hear your ministry's name, if the representative can expeditiously make your way down this aisle, we'll come around and we'll come and make the presentation to our wonderful pastor and lovely first lady, and then to prevent crowding and delay, we ask that you expeditiously make your way up that aisle, back to the vestibule, or you can go to your seat. Now, we have set aside special time at the end of the program for talking, greeting, kissing, hugging, and taking pictures. And so we want to thank you in advance for your cooperation. Thank you. All right, the first ministry that we're calling evangelism, singles, marriage, and seniors. Okay, we have a slight alteration. We have boxes here on the pew, the first pew. And so if you have a card, you can deposit your card into the box.
Our next ministries are labor, missions, matrons, and finance.
associate ministers and wives, deacons, trustees, and deacons and trustee wives.
Next, we have emergency management team, welcome, and pastor's aid.
Okay, Sunday school, choir, homeless, and ushers. Now we would like to call up Deacon Alfonso McLean on behalf of the entire church.
I know a lot has been said already, but I would be amiss if I didn't say just one or two words about our pastor. Really, first of all, to each and every one of you, guest speaker, platform guests, and I'm kind of speeding along, move right, be expeditiously. I can't hardly pronounce the word, but God bless you. To God be the glory. We're just glad to be here. We have the Lord sent us a good pastor. We prayed for a pastor, and I told you back in the day, a few years back, that whosoever, excuse my diction there, that whosoever the Lord wanted to be sitting right there, they would be there. Amen. Reverend Dr. Thomas Jefferson Rogers. We thank God for him. Let's put the same back. Right now, without any further delay, I'd like for New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, each and every member, to stand at this time.
Amen.
On behalf of New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, we'd like to make this presentation to Reverend Dr. Thomas Jefferson Rogers and Sister Superior Rogers and the family at this time. May God bless you. To God be the glory. Moving right along.
Have our entire pastor's anniversary committee to come forward. To Brother and Sister Gary Frazier and Brother and Sister Reginald Coleman.
Amen. Praise the Lord. To our Pastor Reverend Rogers, First Lady Rogers, on behalf of the committee, the fourth anniversary, Pastor's Anniversary Committee, under the guidance of Brother and Sister Vincent, we'd like to present this gift. May you be inspired by it, warmth, and comfort. Enjoy the gift from the committee. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Bethlehem. Haven't our hearts been fed and are burning this afternoon for what we have witnessed and heard? I was told that in order to lead God's people, you had to love them. Pastor Rogers is the epitome of one who loves God's people. And on behalf of the anniversary committee, my wife and I, Lisa, I'd like to present this as tokens to the Rogers family. Thank you.
To God, to each of you. First of all, we'd like to thank Pastor Swift for adding to the bride. I had never heard it preached that way before, and I learned a lot. I also learned that Reverend Rogers, Pastor Rogers, is adding to the bride on Tuesday night,
Amen.
On Wednesday morning.
Amen.
On Wednesday morning is when we're going to have our next one. And also on Sunday, he adds to the bride every time he gets up. And Lady Rogers adds on Saturdays. And she will begin to add on Mondays. And so our bride should be beautiful,
Amen.
When she comes into the place. I got one criticism of Pastor Rogers, though. I heard Deacon Kelly say that when he missed church, you called and said you hadn't seen him. Why have I not received any of those calls? I thought I was special, too. Is it just deacons? Is it just me? Oh, okay, you came by my house. Okay. Okay, I'm going to let you off this time. I'd also like to thank Pastor Rogers for being our pulpit conductor. I would like to thank Sister Evelyn Clayton for our passages, our boutonniere. I would like to thank Sister Renisa Coleman and her husband for the decorations in the church, all the live flowers. I would like to thank Sister Tondra McCarvey. I word her death during this program. I'd also like to thank Reverend Erskine for doing the love offering. And most of all, I'd like to thank New Bethlehem Baptist Church for being so wonderful, so awesome, and so loving of our pastor and wife. I would like to say I thank God. I thank God that he answered Pastor Walker's prayer.
Amen.
He prayed that we not be sent a devil. He prayed that we were sent someone that loved people. Someone that loved Christ.
Amen.
And that's what we received. And we're so honored and happy and blessed,
Amen.
To have him in our life. We were used to that with Reverend Walker and Sister Walker. And that is what I expected, was to receive that same thing, because I knew Pastor Walker could get a prayer through. And that's what God sent us, a man after his own heart, a man that loves people, and a man that's faithful to him. And his wife has those same characteristics. They go hand in hand with one another. And we're just so thankful to have you. Last but not least, I would like to thank the committee. Will y'all stand one more time? This is my fourth and probably final year of hosting the pastor's anniversary. And I must say, each year, my committee gets better and better. We have a great time. We met twice, and look what happened. It don't take a whole lot when you love God and you love Pastor and Lady Rogers.
Yeah, right.
I am so thankful for being given the opportunity to work with each of you and to become friends with each one of you.
Giving honor to God, Pastor Roger, Pastor Meredith Walker. I just, like I said, it just was an honor to be over the pastor's anniversary again. We love our pastor. He's a dynamic preacher, dynamic teacher. And this morning the pastor had said that even when before he was in his mother's womb, he was ordained to be the pastor here at New Bethlehem. While he was in Mississippi in his bed sleeping, he was still moving on his way up here to New Bethlehem. And we just thank God for it. And during our search for a pastor, you know, we had many people to apply. But it came down to this. There were what? Many called, but one chosen. And that one was T. Jefferson Rogers. And we just thank God for him and his lovely wife. And they've been a blessing to us. I'm talking, they've really been a blessing to us. And I knew he was the one because he's a great preacher, great teacher. But guess what? When I found out me and him had the same birthday, that's him right there. That's him right there. Amen. But we just thank God for Pastor Rod, and we pray that we'll have many, 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 many more anniversaries for him and Sister Rod. May God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer. Oh, let me say this right quick. We have a wonderful committee here. And Sister Vince, she had in her mind that every year she'll get what? Different people. We'll get new people, some that have not participated in anything. And guess what? It just turns out so good. You get to know new people. You get to make new friends. And we all get to come together and honor our pastor. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Thank you, New Bethlehem. What you've done today, God gonna bless you a thousandfold. God, shall we all stand? Glory, glory.
Here on today, I want to say that I am forever grateful to my church family for all that you do. First of all, I want to say that I'm thankful to the Lord for just choosing me and my husband to be here to be over his people, to lead his people. These are, you all are God's children. So I just thank God for choosing us. He could have chose someone else, but he chose us, and I'm very grateful to God for that. Thank you, Dr. Swift, for your message. It was so timely. And New Bethlehem, you all know that we add to the bride. We add to the bride. We make the bride look good over here. And Dr. E. O. Jackson's absence, he and his wife, I want to thank them for his beautiful message this morning on keeping the fire burning. New Bethlehem, we keep the fire burning over here. So, but we are so grateful for his message. Encouraging us in whatever we do, just don't give up, don't quit, just keep the fire burning. To my husband, I'm going to parenthetically phrase what I have to say. I want to say I thank you for allowing me to be me. Thank you for allowing me to do what I do. And I do share my husband with the church, because I know that he is God's man. And I want to be blessed. I want to be blessed by God. So I understand that he's God's chosen. So I don't mind sharing him, but I do know one that probably does, and that's Trinity. So she is growing into loving the church. She wants to be here every day. Every day I pick her up, or he picks her up from New Life. She wants to come to New Bethlehem because she can see the church when we turn. So she wants to be here. And church family, I thank you all for just loving us, for being her village, helping us raise her, helping us to mold her, correcting her when she's wrong, because you all know that we get tired. We're older parents. So we really appreciate you all for just loving our family. And to all the ministers and pastors' wives here today, if you will, just stand for a minute. I'm going to move expeditiously. So if you all will just stand, I want to say a personal thank you to you all. You all look so beautiful. Thank you for being here, Sister January. Will you stand as well? Sister January, will you stand as well? Your knee? Okay. I want to say thank you for being here. You all could have been somewhere else. Dr. Oaks, thank you all for being here. You all could have been somewhere else doing something else. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you all. Thank you for supporting us, supporting our family. When we came here, you all have been here. And you all can be seated. Ms. Walker, you know you're my number one. I want to say thank you. I tell them Ms. Walker is my first lady, and I'm y'all's first lady. So Ms. Walker, my first lady. So Ms. Walker, I want to say I love you from the bottom of my heart. I love Ms. Walker. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for taking me under your wings. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for feeding me. Thank you for saying I'm your daughter and friend is your granddaughter. Pastor is your son. I just thank you. And I want to say to my church family again, you all are the best. You always do things 100%. Thank you to the choir. Thank you for just honoring some of the songs that we like to listen to. That means a lot when you take out the time to learn them, because you didn't have to. New Bethlehem, I love you. You all are our family. I love you. And we plan to be here 40 plus more years, okay? 40 plus more years. I love you all and thank you all. To the committee, job well done. Job well done. Sister Vincent, you have a few more years in you. You all were amazing, okay? Thank you, Sister Vincent, for every year has been awesome. And we go up and up and up and up. So I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you to the committee for all that you all have done. It takes time to do this. We love you all, and we do appreciate everything. Thank you.
Sister Sandy, bring Trinity.
Oh, yeah, she needs to say thank you. Because last week she was sick and my phone was blowing up. Come on,
Trinity. Come on.
Hurry.
Thank you.
Say thank you for checking on me.
Thank you for checking on me.
Yeah, I feel better.
Feel better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for the beautiful expressions that you have shown toward us since we have been here these last 4 years. Started out rough because of the pandemic and had only a few months to know your full face. But after the pandemic, or during the pandemic, I had to get to know you from nose up. God was gracious and kind to navigate us through and to keep us through the pandemic. Now I can see your full faces again. Some worry and some inner turmoil. What would the church be like after the pandemic, or thoughts at that time if the pandemic would ever subside, if we would ever get back to a sense of normalcy. We ever go to church without masks? That was my worry. And then trying to navigate us through the worship experience, we went from 10 people to parking lot, honking the horns to say amen. And then we came in to the sanctuary with spacing. Afterwards, we had to shut it down because COVID spread rapidly in the congregation. And just up and down, a roller coaster, as Dr. E.O. Jackson said this morning. And in going through different trials and tribulations, being tested, in the very core of your faith, sometimes we think crazy as preachers. We are not always sane. Now, y'all see us when we're sane, but sometimes we act crazy. We think crazy. And I thank God for having a wife that won't let me wallow. Because if we would be truthful as pastors and preachers, we don't always want to go. Sometimes we're a little slowful. Sometimes we're a little slow getting ready. And she says, "You going to church today?" I says, "I'm going to make it some way, somehow." And she goes into prayer for me. And give me that boost. So I thank you. I thank you. She's my doll. That's her name, that I've given a doll. And I've been calling her a doll for years. And I thank God for Tiferius Latasha Rogers. Amen. Come on. Now, I've been teasing at her. I told her, I said, "Well, I'm glad to be a part of your appreciation because she set the colors and everything, and I just kind of went along to get along." Y'all brothers say amen. Amen. A happy wife is a happy home. And her and sister Vincent, they coordinated and everything like that. I don't even remember getting a call or anything to say, should it be this or should it be that? But she talked to lady, and they coordinated. Me and Brother Joe stayed out of the thing. Listen, I want to say thank you to the Vincents, Deacon Vincent and Sister Vincent. I heard you say the fourth and final. You didn't say that, did you? No, it's not final. It's not final. So you already know you're down for next year. Brother Deacon, you got a whole year to get ready. So you still down for next year. And thank you, committee, co-chairpersons. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, all of the committee. Beautiful, beautiful with the arrangements, with all that you have done. Love seat. And y'all made me fall in love with that girl all over again. So, so thank you so much for the beautiful decor. Thank you for every expression. Thank you much. Thank you much. I want to say something about these preachers. I have two mentors here. One is my Episcopal father and the person, Dr. Edward E. Rogers, and Dr. Swift. I've been knowing them a long time, and they used to let me tag along to make a great leader of me. When Dr. Swift was president, I had the privilege of driving them to meetings, and he was so gracious and kind to let me sit in the meetings to hear how he arranged the convention for the week. And all of his meetings was 1 hour. 1 hour. And y'all kind of know I'm just a 1 hour guy. You know, I don't believe in wasting time. I've had the privilege of driving him different places, and we had conversations. And he said to me once, if you make good of people's time, they'll give you some more of it. And so I thank God for Dr. Rogers, Dr. Swift, Dr. Walker. He's a great inspiration to me, just to tap me on the shoulder on Sunday mornings and to say, you're doing a fine job. And then he would tell that story of what Sister said, I prayed that no devil come behind me. And I told him, I said, well, man, I don't have any horns on my head. I don't look then like the devil. I said to the church on this morning that I was teasing with him, and I tease with him all the time. I says, man, I need your phone number of your doctor. You know, he said his doctor told him he had a spot on his brain and he needed to retire. I said, I need your doctor's number. He said, what you need my doctor's number for? I said, I need to call him and tell him thank you for telling you to retire. Because hadn't you retired, I wouldn't be here. So the Lord was working on him while he was working on me. And so thank you for being here. And I'm forever grateful for his presence. Listen, I have family. My mama. Mama, come on, send a baby. She's the only parental figure we have. And we try to take care of mama. Amen. So she's the only parental figure we have. I have a brother here, Reverend Kenneth Rogers, and his lovely wife, Hazella. Y'all stand. I have a sister here. She's Lady Rogers and Dr. Shalimar Simpson, a wonderful preacher, my brother-in-law and sister. Y'all stand. Amen. I have relatives that live in Birmingham area, the Dickersons, Sister Vanetta, and I don't even know your first name, but I call you Cuz. Amen. And I ask that they stand. Brother Bob Dickerson is Cuz's son and Sister Vanetta's brothers. Y'all probably know Bob. And then Sharon, yeah. Thank you for being here. Threats. Amen. Our cousin. Amen. So we have some relatives here. And but I want New Bethlehem. Who is that? Monty Geneva. Come on, baby. Stand up. Amen. All the way from Starkville. And has been a tremendous blessing to me. And just a real tight-knit family. And we're from a loving environment. And I thank you for coming. Thank you for coming today. Amen. New Bethlehem. Would you stand, if you would stand, New Bethlehem. Now, this is my church family. And we have been a family for 4 years and counting. I plan to post more expressions of my gratitude after the service. We are counting on the time restraint because we have a 6 o'clock for the Matthews 25 house, our Greenleaf location. And but I want to say thank you. For loving us. Thank you for accepting us, embracing us. And I've always said this, that you don't have to choose between Dr. Walker and I. You have enough love in your hearts to love us both. Yeah. And I have sense to know that I inherited something from Dr. Walker. And my job is to build on, not demolish, but build on the foundation that was laid. And so I thank you. Thank you, New Bethlehem, for all of your acts of kindness, your love shown toward us. We appreciate you. We love you dearly. And we know from what you do that you love us. Amen. Amen. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Where's the choir, the remnant of the choir that remain? Amen. Thank you all for gracing us with songs. What, Brother Eric? Brother Eric still here? Thank you so much, Minister of Music. There he is. Amen. Thank you. Sister Pinky and all of the musicians, thank you for rendering music. All right. Our hearts and minds. Listen, this is Super Bowl Sunday. And I said to the church on this morning that I knew we would be, you know, a little off for the 2:30 service. I got plenty of sense. You know, people get ready for Super Bowl real early. Now, this is what we're going to do. And I'm doing this for several reasons. I want to shift the appreciation from second Sunday to possibly fourth. Because there's something I want to do with the marriage ministry. We have not had a marriage ministry banquet yet. So I want us to come in a high fashion, close to Valentine's Day, and have a banquet. But then I don't want to compete with the Super Bowl anymore. Amen. You know, you're competing. If you're competing with these events, you know, big events, you know, I don't want to compete with the Super Bowl. So I want to shift it to the fourth Sunday. And then today is also Reverend Dr. Tommy Lewis's anniversary. So I want to kind of shift. Will y'all let me do that? So the fourth Sunday. Now, we do know the second Sunday is when I was installed and we've been doing it. But the fourth Sunday, somewhere around in there, we're not colliding with anyone else. Listen, I want to thank God for these preachers and pastors, Pastor Hines, Pastor Woods. Who else do we have? What was Little? Is Little still here? Pastor Little. All right. Any other pastors here? All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Listen, all hearts and minds clear. Dr. Swift is coming back to give us closing remarks and benediction.
God bless you. Thank you again. I will always be in love with New Bethlehem. I was elected to my second term as president at this church. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord caused his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance unto you. And give you peace through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.